babies come from?
Storks.
The babies come from the hospital.
Babies come from your mom or something else.
Are you kidding?
My mom said they come from hugs.
Hugs?
Very special hugs.
Wherever babies come from.
It's complicated.
We help you give them a great start.
Welcome one and all once again to Nerds on the Rocks episode 89. It's been a really hectic month for all of us. I hope this is the last one we have to do in the middle of the week. Or you say what last one we plan to do in the middle of the week, but recording this on Thursday night. Pretty much everybody here is pressed for time. Anthony's, you know, it's almost 7 his time. Nick has a concert and other
people are
on. So
cursive like a boss.
Like a boss. So instead of like half-assing an actual discussion, we opened it up and we got some questions from our audience, our listeners, whatever. But before we get this, introduce our panel. We have Anthony.
Hello.
Or should I say Pastor Ellis?
Don't fuck yourself.
You know, of all the things I said to you, that was probably one of the most least offensive, and that's the one that gets that reaction.
Sorry, I'll let it.
We have Nicholas.
All this has been preamble to say, finally, Nicholas has come back to Nerds on the Rocks.
So he can have a one-year build and then kind of disappear.
So then I can be gone next week.
And we have Rick.
You know, why is it every week I always come after the person that has, like, the most, like, craziest thing they have to say? I'm like, I can't top that. So,
you lucked out, because if I knew a way to verbally do Brock Lesnar's music, I would have done that instead.
I would have actually been awesome.
Here goes the pain!
I was going to say, you should have said
well,
that. Well,
actually, it would have been great if I could have come up a way to verbalize, like, and I come back to Nerds on the Rocks, and then I F5 you by the time you get out to the ring or something like that.
I was going
to
say, or you could kind of have the apathy he had on his face where he looked like he wanted to be anywhere else.
I could have done the show over. Where you introduced me, and then by the end of the show, I finally showed up.
Yes.
An hour later.
And I know this is unrelated and more, but I always hate, I mean, I understand why, but it's always driven me crazy watching shows when the athlete doesn't show up until, like, near the end of the show. Like, if you showed up 2 hours late for your job every week, you'd probably get fired pretty quickly.
Yes.
Well, it's not the job, they're independent contractors.
Yes.
So Cena can just, I'm not showing up this week.
I see it as being a fair play for Vince McMahon not giving them health insurance. So,
yes.
Fair enough. And we have Wesley doing his best chance for C.
Which probably the best development out of the WWE in years. I seriously hope they continue this and that it replaces what? Because what is stupid? Yes is awesome.
Yes.
It's kind of funny how it just kind of, I mean, it comes from Daniel Bryan, but it pretty much came up from them trying to bury him at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
And it's actually earned to support him. But
I'm not going to do it again.
This is not our WrestleMania podcast.
I'm not going to try to say it again, because I swear if I did that the entire show, I'd probably have, like, a hit put out on me.
Yeah, you would.
If Earl's laugh track wouldn't have been enough to get a hit put out on him, I think the hit would have been put out on me for a yes chant the entire episode. Well,
yeah, that was surprising, by the way.
I said I was going to do it, but I only did it like 3 or 4 times because I figured it got annoying for me. So I just assumed it get annoying for the person who would listen to it.
Hey, Earl.
You weren't wrong.
Hey, Earl.
Yeah.
Danger zone.
So yes, moving on to our questions. These come from our various people. A lot of them are gaming related because the nature of the beast is identify with people who are more related to video games for whatever reason. The first question isn't specific in what to feel, so I assume it's open to any interpretation. But most embarrassing or funny death.
Video games?
I it's not specific, so I assume it could be what you've done in a video game or how somebody died in a movie or a book.
I would say probably the most recent funny deaths for me are, I hate to say it, but in the season finale of Walking Dead, when, like, Herschel's kids started dying near the end, and suddenly it's like, random unnamed Herschel child getting killed. Random unnamed Herschel child getting killed.
Little Jimmy.
Oh, Jimmy, we haven't heard five lines for you the entire season. Oh, other girl who we barely heard anything from the entire season. Zombie bait. Bye.
Yeah. I was going to say, I guess Del can go up there as well, because if a zombie sneaks up on you in an open field, that's kind of special.
Yeah, it's like, whoops. Bye, Dale. And now your death is memorialized on Twitter, spoiling the entire people of Twitter entire evening.
I mean, for funny deaths, and it's always kind of odd to have a death, but I would go with pretty much any horror
movie. Oh, yeah.
But I think one I think it's Jason Takes Manhattan, Nightmare on Friday the 13th, I think that's 7 or 8, where, like, the guy tries to box him, and he ends up, like, boxing himself tired, and then Jason just boxes off his head.
Oh, God. Yes, and when we're going to say, watching Friday the 13th, like, one time, I think I counted, like, every death in that movie as, like, 100-something deaths by the time it was over, so there was, like, 1, 2, 3... How many teenagers can die in one movie? Why not? Let's see what happens.
And not only that, but they find really creative
ways to kill. Yeah, that's what's even better.
I guess it happens when you're making like 20 of these movies. So
I've got.
I guess so.
What movie?
Go on.
What
movie?
Oh, we're talking about
a horror movie.
No, I'm sorry. My internet just apparently decided to fuck off. I don't know what's happening with it. I come home, the power obviously went out, the internet's not working. And I was on 3G, and then suddenly decided, oh, I should connect to Wi-Fi. Bye.
It
happens to my cell phone, too. It's like, I'll have 3G, and then I'll have just regular cell phone, and then if it's just straight Wi-Fi, and then suddenly in most places Wi-Fi pops in, boom, connection's gone. Bye-bye.
Anthony, do you have an
answer? Yeah, the bit in Raiders of the Lost Ark when that guy's got those swords and he's doing all that shit with him. And then Indiana Jones just pulls his gun and just shoots him.
Quick.
I love
you say that's the worst death?
No, it's funny.
No, it's funny.
Yeah.
It's even funnier when you know the backstory behind why that scene got cut down so badly.
Elaborate.
Wait, cut me.
I thought it was improv by Harrison Ford.
Yeah, because it was originally supposed to be a whole big fight scene. And then Harrison Ford was, like, deathly ill.
Yeah.
So then he's just like, hey, Steve, can I just shoot the dude? and the beard was like, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, but can we just shoot him, sir? And then the guy had this whole big performance planned out for, and it's just, nope, boom, shot.
I think he's been
again. Oh, he sounds like he's just possessed by
an evil spirit.
I think we could use a priest now.
The dude in Shaun of the prick. I'm in the fucking kitchen. I'm in the kitchen. I got echoing. I'm making food. It's all good. The dude from Shaun of the Dead, the prick, Dabs.
Oh, did the orange character? Yeah.
I'm getting torn apart.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, justifiably so, because he was a douchebag in that movie, but. Dude just got completely torn apart. It's awesome.
Okay. So there you go. Most embarrassing or funny deaths. This is a really random question. I have no idea. But why aren't there more purple zombies?
I don't know. Why aren't there more purple zombies?
More purple zombies?
Because they don't, don't iron their pants, apparently.
I guess not.
Zombies don't iron their pants. I thought there was a popular purple zombie, but Stubbs the zombie is actually green.
Well, actually, depending on if you played Doom mods back in the day, there is a undead Barney that was in the Doom mods way back in the day. But outside of that, that's the closest thing to a purple zombie-ish thing I've ever saw in my life.
I'm more of a fan of drunk Barney. Zombies.
If you Google it, there are a bunch of purple zombies, and that's where zombies don't iron pants come.
I don't understand this at all.
Oh, did Anthony link this to a shirt that says zombies don't iron pants?
Hey.
But yes, I assume that there's just not enough purple people in this world for them to kill me. How many purple people do you know? I mean, there's Barney.
Suppose if the purple man got bitten by a zombie, he'd be... purple zombie, and then he'd be able to control everybody, but be dead at the same time.
You know what? Isn't there Marvel Zombies? Did they not do a Purple Man Zombie? I ask you.
They might have. I don't.
Funny.
I didn't read anything beyond the first series. So.
Same here. I read like 3 issues of the second one. I'm like, I'm out.
What alien creature would you not like to see as a zombie? And this has nothing to do with the person. Predator. Question. I'm just kind
of
curious.
A predator zombie would be a bit of a bitch to try and fend off. Yeah.
Xenomorph. The xenomorph from
Alien.
I would assume a predator zombie wouldn't be so, because the thing with the predators, they're so intelligent and cunning. Like, if you take away their intelligence,
true. Yeah, because they're like hunters, aren't they? Nick's right. The aliens,
yeah, they're predators.
That would be fucking frightening.
Yeah.
Surprised he'd never done that. Actually, that's not a bad idea.
No, it's a terrible idea.
It's not a terrible idea. It's
a perfect concept, but if you try to write a story around it, it will be the dumbest thing that ever dumbed.
So we could pitch this to Uber.
Yes, you could.
Make some.
In fact, probably somewhere right now, that script is in development.
Produced by Mike Ubay. Yes, so there you go. That's why there's no purple zombie.
No one
killing off purple things. Where do babies
Jesus.
Come from?
From your butt. They come from your butt.
Oh, God.
Babies
come from your butt.
Babies come
from
storks.
You know, I just do the yes chant the entire time on this, because like, this would be a better thing than whatever question we can answer we can come up with outside of
Earl, whoever asked you this,
a real answer.
Someone needs to talk to the parents about this. If they,
yeah.
I'll give you some real life now. So what happens is every day these storks fly out from around the world and they go to people's mothers and they fuck them and then babies come out.
Oh no!
That what I was expecting there.
Subverting expectations,
bro. So there you go. Storks are apparently mother rapists.
The storks, they will fuck you.
Either that or the moon. The moon does it too.
What?
Vanilla rapist. The moon is a vanilla rapist. You didn't know that?
God.
You
need to watch more Mighty Boosh. That will tell you things. To learn.
Very tough. So yes, there you go. It's either the moon or stalks. Either way, babies, oh, you come from rape apparently in Nick's world. Moving on, before we offend anybody else. What are some bad habits people have in games?
Not finishing them.
Yeah.
That's a terrible habit I have of not actually completing the game, because my attention span is
I guess it's better than never starting games. Because I have a hell of a background in video games to test through at times. But I was going to say a terrible habit and one I really hate is cheating.
Oh, God.
I'm thinking of something different.
What
you don't
want to
know.
It's probably the same thing you're thinking of, but done in video
game
form.
Wait, in video games?
Yeah. If you play an online shooter, usually if there's a crouch button, what happens is a person will kill you and then they'll keep on crouching up and down in your face.
I was playing, I was at my friend's house and he was playing online and he had me play Resistance 2. So he said, and there was someone that kept killing me in this dang game. So I got shot and the kids just started teabagging me. I'm going, and I don't really play a lot of online muscle. I'm like, what the? Oh, fuck, he's teabagging me! I'm like, you damn kid! Because I know it was probably some 13, 14-year-old playing this stupid game, and I'm like, Jesus,
still
doing really?
That next time I'm on COD. I might actually attempt to switch back to Black Ops on now, just so I can do it for a bit.
Yeah.
It's extremely immature. I'm aware of how immature it is. It just amuses me.
Well, if you're doing it for that reason, I mean, it's immature no matter
what. It never
what,
comes off
I,
well,
I,
no matter
Like, I do every time I do it, and I do it in Giles, is when I'm playing Infection on Hero Reach with my friend, at the end of the game, when everybody, because usually when everybody's dead, there's like one human left and you kill him, I just shout out zombie teabag party, and you all just kind of run over to the human, the final human, and teabag him. And the reason I did this is because we were playing a couple of weeks ago, and a zombie teabagged my friend after they killed him, and he's like, zombies don't teabag. I mean, because they honestly wouldn't bother. So I thought it would be fun if we had a zombie teabag party after every game, just to celebrate, because zombies dance.
God help us. That's awesome. That's pretty funny.
We're very special people. Somewhere along the lines, we lost Nick there, so we'll have him back with his internet working. I'll skip this question because it seems to be something that he would answer as well. What was your best gaming moment of 2011?
Arkham City. Arkham City is probably one of my favorite ones, 2011, so yeah.
I'm trying to think of a specific moment in the game, but it was all just pretty awesome, so. Well, besides the ending's a bit cool.
You didn't like the ending, or you don't like the final boss?
What was the was the final boss Clayface? Yeah.
Yeah, the Clayface stuff.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because that's kind of a big spot. I don't know, it's just the ending. It didn't. Well, the story itself, it wasn't like a great story or a great Batman story, but it was a fun video game. The gameplay was.
It was the world, really. I mean, when you pretty much got the weird version of like this giant open world, you can have Batman wander around in. That's pretty cool. I mean, considering that you kind of were like kind of lined in Arkham Asylum, and then this time you can kind of go, I can just float around an entire city. That's pretty neat.
Yeah, to me, that's partially why I prefer Arkham Asylum. Is I think Arkham Asylum has a more concise and. You know, it's kind of everything kind of gels and fits, and where like Arkham City, it works, but it's kind of like, oh, we want to get all these Batman villains in it. That's kind of cool. So you kind of like spoilers again. You kind of, Mad Hatter shows up for one mission.
That was a fun battle, though.
But it's like nothing else happens to him. There's the stuff with Zaz, which I think is interesting, but that's all done in the background. Yeah, and stuff like that. So it's neat for the Batman fan service, but as an overall, it's like it's never really comes together, especially near the end, because you kind of see that there's two parallel stories being told, and they never really gel together. It's like, oh, we'll just finish this one and then we'll move on to the other one. As for me, my favorite game and moment of
the Mass Effect 3 ending. What was this year?
I was going to say, that's going to be my moment of 2012. I think this is one of those hallmark moments for the industry. But for 2011, it's so much stuff. But, I mean, I'm always going to go with, you know, the 3DS. The video game console launch is always the most exciting part of the industry to me. I love video games, but there's just something about the air around this entire industry when a new console launches. I mean, technically, so did the Vita, but that was in Japan in December, so it doesn't count as much. It is that.
Because I've been reading your Kid Icarus tweets, and I'm kind of like, I kind of want to play this game now, because this is because I would, like, 3DS actually kind of tempting to me, because Kid Icarus is probably, like, the one game I really want to play on the 3DS is freaking Kid Icarus.
Yeah, it's a fun game. Hopefully I finish it sometime today. I was going to play it, and then I realized we were short on time before this started. But yeah, 2011, good year, and it was a great time for this question, because I've always, and this is kind of the same thing we did with our Movie of the Year podcast, where I think sometimes people are just too quick to announce something in January or December, when they don't give it time to kind of marinate in their heads and say, like, you know what, after some thought, this is actually what I feel 4 or 5 months later. Yeah.
Hey.
So, yes, there you go.
Welcome back.
Yes. My Wi-Fi is fixed. And my food's ready. Everybody wins. Everything's coming up Millhouse.
Everything's coming up. Well, while you were gone, if you want to answer real quick, I don't know if you were here for the first question, which was, what are some bad gaming habits people have, or what are some bad habits all people have in games?
Gamers are terrible people. You should all be ashamed of yourselves.
Aww.
Entitled cocksuckers. Oh, the ending's not so... I didn't like the ending. It's good as... Fuck you! If you don't like the ending, don't buy the next game. It's like Saved by the Bell movie. If you don't like the movie, don't go see the next Transformers sequel, you jackasses.
I will just say, and I really don't want this to get end up in the discussion, I honestly hate the fact that everybody's throwing around the word entitled for anything that gamers say.
It's not everything. In this case, it's very true.
But it's been this way for a lot of stuff gamers have complained about over the last year. And I don't necessarily see, because even, and I understand why people, but even recently, I guess, that with EA winning...
Yeah, I read about that today.
Well, that's also, I have issues with that, because they're not, fuck you.
Oh, there are issues with it, I'm sure, and I'm sure, you know, like everybody says Bank of America is a much worse company and stuff like that, but I don't see how somebody voting on a internet poll, one, I don't think most people take those seriously anyhow, but it's voting on it and then saying that people are entitled because they think this company is awful. Defeats the purpose. Or, you know,
that's
like,
I don't give a shit about. I mean, literally, like trying to write petitions to get someone to change the ending of something because you don't like it. Too bad.
It worked somehow.
That's still up in the air.
It worked to a degree. I mentioned this on DW, so this is why I don't want to. I have no problem with them writing a petition. It's their right as a consumer. It's up to BioWare and EA to decide what to do with that information. I'm sure there are people who've boycotted all types of products, but it's up to the company that provides this to say, you know what, we'll listen to this or we'll ignore it. And I think, you know, I don't think people are entitled because they voice their opinions, no matter how.
No, it's the opinion they're voicing that's entitled. Mm-hmm. That's the difference in that argument.
And I also think that part of it is...
It's like people saying George Lucas raped my childhood.
Yeah.
Now listen, I've said some strong things about Star Wars in the past, but that's a stupid thing to say. George Lucas did not rape your childhood. It's still exactly the same way it was before. Just because he made some poor decisions and put out some shitty movies and decided to change his good movies to make them more shitty does not mean your childhood was raped. You entitled jackass.
And I guess that would be a great... transition to our next question. Barring the Kill You Superior Star Wars Connect, what is your favorite Star Wars game and least favorite Star Wars game?
The best.
Dark
Forces Dark Forces 2 Jedi Knight, I guess.
That was fun. Those Jedi Knight games are a lot of fun.
There's actually a ton of good... I have the Rogue Leader game, at least the first two. Those are pretty solid. I can say I'm probably in the minority. I actually dig the Force Unleashed.
It's fun. Force Unleashed is fun. It's fun on a level of, you know, this game's not perfect, but it's kind of fun having crazy force powers. So
yeah, that's pretty much it, Jake, especially on that.
That's why I didn't play.
Lego games are
fun. Yeah, that's another one. The Lego Star Wars are awesome.
Oh, and of course the classic computer, X-Wing TIE Fighter games for the computer, those were a ton of fun back in the day, too. I loved playing those.
I love Battlefront 2 as well, because I used to play it with my dad all the time, and I always beat him, and it was awesome.
But, okay, for worst, Masters of the Tarakasi.
Oh, God, that game was...
The
fighting game, yeah.
Yeah.
I played just enough to know it is bad.
And to piggyback off what you said earlier, I couldn't even finish the demo of Force Unleashed. That's how much I disliked it. I didn't like the controls. I didn't like anything about. Like, it was a neat idea, but I just thought the execution was pretty poor.
And that happens a lot of times in video games, which is always an interest. It is still kind of a growing.
Actually, Shadows of the Empire was a fun game for Nintendo 64.
Yeah.
That was fun. I liked that one.
I was going to say, I'm surprised nobody mentioned the Knights of the Old Republic.
I've never played
that. That's usually bought up.
I've tried it.
They didn't put them out for any consoles, and I've never PC gamed. So.
Yeah.
The Knights of the Old Republic game on the original Xbox?
I never owned an Xbox, but I had my cousin had one, and I played on Knights of the Old Republic on his, and I actually had pretty decent time laying around on that one. I was going, this is actually pretty fun.
okay. So, yeah. and I haven't paid enough. Most of them, I've only paid like the Rogue Leader, the Jedi Knight, and stuff. I haven't paid any of the bad ones, but what I've seen in the Star Wars Connect, that's probably going to be up there for me. So I do want to pay it because some of the cover songs just sound so
fun. It could be fun. I mean, it won't be like the grand almighty game of all time, but it will be a fun game. You'll probably have some fun initially.
They have I Ain't No Higher Gram Girl, Princess in a Battle, I Am Han Solo.
Cool.
Okay.
No, these are some of the songs in the game. And it's so, because apparently they had to make sure that they had Sylvia as the dancing model for her, because it has like a mini story mode where you switch it to her or Dando.
This game either is going to be really fun or just a wow.
Well, it's going to sell.
Yeah.
Well, so. And that's always an issue with gaming, is that, well, I guess any industry licenses sell.
And also the Super Nintendo Star Wars games were a lot of fun.
All of
those were a lot of fun. I mean, they were hard, and they were hard as hell, but they were fun.
Well, the first one was the hardest, because if you died, you had to start from the beginning, didn't you? So,
But the NES Star Wars games weren't that great. I did not like the NES Star Wars games at all, because I remember the Nintendo one, Super Nintendo. I remember the first two Nintendo ones. I'm like, man, these were bad. I rented those when I was a kid. I was like, ugh, bad.
Okay. So, yes, there we go. What album are you looking forward to the most this year?
The Virginia Spectre album.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's what I was just thinking of. That's one. Motion City Soundtrack has an album coming out this year, which I'm excited for. Mm. One of my favorite bands. I don't know what's coming, because you never know what's going to come out late in the year. It's a thing.
It's true.
Because I am so behind on music right now. I have not really paid attention to any like major album releases, so I really can't say truthfully.
And I'll put it this way: like 2 years ago, there was like a bunch of albums that came out, and I was like, "Oh, I love all these. These are definitely going to be my favorite part of the year." And then at the end of the year, the last My Chem album and Kanye West, the Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, came out and blew away everything else. And I could not have foreseen loving those albums as much as I did. So music is weird because there can be such a short time between recording and release.
That is true, because it's like you can have like an album suddenly announced like near practically the last minute, and you're like, "What? Where'd you come from?"
Like personal example. I just finished the Kickstarter. I'm recording the end of May. I plan to put out the album in July.
Wow.
Well, I mean, what do you think of short turnarounds? I mean, I think sometimes you can get caught up in too long of a media circle. Because I think that happens way too often in video games for me. It's like you get a game that's announced. I mean, at best, you get them announced like 2 years in advance. In worst case scenarios, there's sometimes 6 or 7 years before they come out. Looking at you, Final Fantasy versus 13. But that's a whole different ball game. I mean, Duke Nukem Forever lasted half of my lifetime.
And then it was released, and then everyone wished it never had gotten released.
So when's Metroid Dread coming in?
Oh, Metroid Dread. I mean, to be fair, they have released like 5 Metroid games since that game to me, so. I guess the other one, The Last Guardian, which is another vaporware title at this point. And then, you know, movies are usually, it depends. Blockbusters tend to have like 2 years
before movies, they seem to set the release date before they do anything else with them now.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, shit, they just announced today, like, all those Marvel titles that, and not even written, much less filming yet.
And they've been saying 2013, 20, yep, okay.
Yep.
I mean, it makes sense from a standpoint, because the movie industry tends to seem nice to each other. They don't worry. Like, you don't have movies. You don't have like 15 great movies coming
that's
out.
Not being
same
nice,
day.
It's being smart.
Yeah.
It's whoever. And, sometimes they will do that, where one movie schedules itself on a release date, and then like. It's someone else will put it on that date, and they see who blinks first. It happened with the Snow White movies, with Snow White and the Huntsman and Mirror Mirror.
Oh,
they kept moving up the release date of each other to try to be out first. They were originally supposed to be, I think, like mid to late summer.
Oh, wow, yeah.
A Mirror Mirror is out already, and Snow White and the Huntsman, I think, comes out next month, doesn't it?
Yeah, I was going to say another example that I mean, granted, it had its own share of problems. I was going to say was the Expendables, and I think Scott Pilgrim
came
out the same day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Scott, I think there was nothing the week after or the week before, and they didn't decide to move it for a reason.
Well, Expendables was what moved. It was originally supposed to come out the week after, and they moved it up a week.
And Scott Pilgrim, I think, could have moved. I mean, it probably would have needed it. Or it did need it. So yeah, there you go. Who else? Wesley, did you answer?
I kind of answered it, but pretty much, I mean, it was just, I really didn't have too much to say on that one. I mean, outside of just, like, it's really hard to say right now, because I don't really have any to say on music albums, but release-wise, I actually think about comic books, how nowadays there's a lot of comics they won't solicit until literally the stuff is done or something is done for the comics, because they don't want to have that moment of, oh, crap, the third issue's not done yet, uh-oh, and then they have to have a six-month delay. And because nowadays in comics, they make a point to, we don't want 6 month delays anymore. We want this stuff out bi-weekly, monthly, whatever. So yeah, that's sort of like my sort of big contribution to the release things is, yeah, that's.
Okay. Who's going to watch the Total Recall?
Nope.
It might be fun.
Don't give a fuck.
I wasn't going to, but the trailer does, like Wesley said, the trailer does make it look kind of fun. The thing with me, though, is that the original is actually, like, one of my favorite Arnie films, so I was, when it was first announced, I was quite against it, but after seeing the trailer, it looks like a fun, easy-viewing sci-fi film, but I don't think it'll be anymore.
If you guys all say it's good, I'll probably see it, but as of this point, I'm not seeing it, because Len Wiseman is a hack. And like, to follow with my earlier argument, burn me once, fuck yourself, I'm not seeing your shit anymore.
What did he burn you with?
He did the Underworld movies, and he did Live Free or Die Hard.
God.
He's also nailing Kate Beckinsale in the regular.
Wow.
So you just judged that.
Oh, that explains why she's in Total Recall, then.
Yep.
It's like Helena Bonham Carter in every one of Tim Burton's movies. I mean...
So is he also banging Johnny Depp?
It's like a Tella Bonham Carter on every Tim Burton film. Hey, you're associated with Tim Burton, so there you go. You're in every Tim Burton film, so.
Well, it's like there's that Funny or Die video that came, I think it was Funny or Die, that came out around when Alice in Wonderland was released. It was just every Tim Burton movie, and it was basically everything you could think of with Tim Burton movies, but then he's just like, we got a picture, call my wife and Johnny Depp.
Call my wife and Johnny Depp.
Okay, so yes, our Ricky Tim Burton bash, who has become a new favorite victim of ours.
Well, that's what happens when you don't make a good movie since, like, Ed Wood, so.
I don't know, I like Big Fish, but.
I haven't seen that one, so.
I thought you've thrown Big Fish.
Especially after the Dark Shadows trailer, there is no mercy for Tim Burton after all, right now.
The North remembers.
The North remembers. I think that's all the questions we got, so unless you folks have anything you want to ask or throw out there, we can start.
Daniel Bryan, great or greatest?
Great. Ooh.
Isn't he the dude who lost his title in 18 seconds?
Yup, and it was bullshit, son.
Oh, that was so bullshit.
That's what everybody's bitching about. It was the wrong match to do that in. They should have done that in the Cody Big Show match.
And that's, honestly, going into it, I thought that was the match they would have done something like that in. Because the way the angle was built, that you expected Big Show to get his hands on Cody and just punch him out. But it seems to have backfired. I don't know if it backfired. I mean, they'll still make money off of it, but it's got Daniel Bryan over.
Yeah, like, if they don't turn him face and Sheamus heel off this, they kind of missed the boat.
And I think they're gonna try to ride it out as much as possible. But yeah, if Miami's the exception, even though I hear SmackDown's pretty similar, then they're gonna have a problem where they're gonna eventually have to turn Sheamus. And it sucks for Sheamus, even though his face character is kind of banned.
Yeah. And the thing is that he was all supposed to be anti-bullying. Like, oh, I was bullied when I was a kid. No, I can't do his accent. he kind of is a bully. Let's get to the whole other thing about wrestling, is that their anti-bully campaign, but the characters are essentially just bullies. All of them. Even CM Punk, who's awesome and the greatest. Fuck, I dropped my fork.
Okay, so we'll be back next week, hopefully with an episode that's full, and hopefully recorded over the week if everybody has time.
No, I have plenty of time this week. My job severely cut my hours. Hopefully I get another one, so I won't have to worry about that.
You can check out Nick's feature, A to Z Cinema, this week was Hellboy 2, The Golden Army, or as I apparently tweet sometimes, Hellboy 3, The Golden Arm.
Yeah, that's something
arm.
Else.
That's the porn adaptation.
I haven't decided what I'm doing for next week yet. My fallback is Inglourious Basterds, but I kind of don't want to write about that yet.
Fair enough. My our weekly drinking movie this week is, what is it? Oh, it's Double Dragons, in honor of Double Dragon Neo, Neon being announced for Xbox Live Arcade and PSN.
Why would you do that to yourself?
And some.
That's what I said.
Because I have a problem. I'm seeking help for it.
Alcoholics Anonymous, by any chance.
I don't think it's alcohol that's the problem here.
I think it's the bad movies.
I can stop drinking
anytime. I can stop anytime I want. You don't tell me what to do. Listen, Earl, I got a book you want to read. It's about this dude called Russell Brand. I don't know if you've heard of him. He was addicted to everything ever.
And that's why he plays a character in every movie. But yes, for Anthony, Nicholas, Wesley, and myself, this has been Nerds on the Rocks, episode 89.